to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome to our guest segment here, and we're really glad you stayed with us. We have some people that keep us on the air, but first I want to tell you about our newest venture. We're really, really building that TV show that you've heard about. And I mean, I'm getting rave reviews. Roku has reached out to me and said, what are you doing? Because the sign-ups are off the charts, and we really want to encourage you to become part of what we do there. For the cost of less than a cup of coffee per month on the annual plan, it's $2.50 a month. You can sign up for censorship-free, commercial-free advertising, no advertising whatsoever. And we get great guests on there, and we still do a good job here on a radio show, but the TV show is taking off, and you're going to want to really spend that $2.50 a month, which is real minimal. If you can't afford it, I understand. Save, buy some food, because times are getting tough. But anyway, thecommonsenseshow.tv is where to go. If you forget that, there's a banner at our website, thecommonsenseshow.com. At the top of the website, red banner, click it on, take you right to the same place. We're brought to you by our storable food company, and there's more and more food shortages coming with more and more meat packing plants that are closing, and you cannot sit on this, people, because there's going to come a time when I can't help you and we won't be able to get any food to you. And I don't know when that day is coming. No one's announcing. It could be days, could be weeks. And this is even what Bob Griswold, our survival expert, told us. And you need to take this seriously. $100 off the 4-week package. People are ordering multiple sets. Restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life, preparewithdave.com. And we also sell the companion from the same company, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. And they have research on there that compares that product to the competitors. And this, like I said, this comes out as number one, 40% off this as well. And it's called waterwithdave.com. We make it really simple for you to remember. Preparewithdave.com, waterwithdave.com. And those are your two most important needs going into what we're going to be dealing with. Now, we have Terry Cook back for part two of what we are going to explore. And we had a long talk yesterday about spirituality, mixed in with some humor, because if you don't laugh once in a while at this stuff, this can paralyze you in depression. And so we have to try to maintain an optimistic attitude. But the topic is serious. We were born in a time of extreme history, and we're living out that history right now. Not just our country's future. We're talking the future of humanity. And I wanted to reject Steve Quayle's proclamation that we're entering the end times. I can no longer do that. And I wanted to do it for selfish reasons, and I'm going to be real honest. I liked my life and wanted it to continue, and I was willing to fight against injustice and the bad guys, but it's a lot worse than just fighting against bad guys. Principalities of darkness, and this is what Terry and I are going to be talking to you about today. But we're going to get a little bit of a history lesson today, and we're going to be starting with Adolf Hitler and how this is relevant. Terry, thanks for rejoining us here. Appreciate you coming on, and I know you don't do a lot of interviews, so we do appreciate you sharing your expertise with us. You've done so much, written so many books and so forth. But, yeah, you sent me an article on Hitler, and it's interesting that the late Jim Mars, who I absolutely adore, I absolutely love Jim, and he helped me so much early in my career, but he sent me the same article at one time, well before his passing, and I think this is significant. So, Terry, welcome, and let's jump into this deal with Hitler, and let's talk about this article.
Thanks for having me back on, Dave. I really appreciate your ministry. It is a ministry.
It is. It's turned into that. You're right about that.
Yes, it is. Because any Christian that's talking about these things is obviously, quite obviously, talking about end times events. And as you well know, it's way beyond the scope of human control. And there's no other explanation other than a biblical prophetic explanation for what's happening, because the world is being turned upside down and is absolutely going insane. And as we mentioned briefly yesterday, Scripture says that Satan's people will be given an unsound mind, an insane mind, and that God will give, you know, Christ's people a sound mind, a sane mind. So that's what we're watching happen. We're watching the paradigm shift over into a godless new world order, world government, wherein it'll be nothing but satanic spirits freely, I hate to use the word possession, you know, like Linda Blair in that old movie.
Oh, yeah.
We saw it. Yeah. Because most of the time, David, it isn't that severe. Most of the time, it's less severe than a total apocalyptic situation that was portrayed in that movie long ago, where the demons were cast out of her, you know, yelling and screaming and kicking at the doors and jumping out of windows. In most cases, Satan occupies people's spirits more subtly, such as politics and everything else. But nevertheless, the chief characteristic that Jesus said would portray Satan's people is the whole concept of lying, is the untruth, where Jesus is the truth and Satan is the untruth, the counter-truth. So that's what we're watching today. Very few things anymore don't involve lying and cheating and fraud and corruption and everything else. Exactly what Satan is supposed to be doing. That's his job. Scripture says, John 10:10 says he comes to kill, rob, and destroy. Lie, the father of lies. And Jesus himself said repeatedly in the book of John that until the end, Satan is the ruler of this world. He said it, I think, 8 times in the book of John, over and over again, that until the end, until his return, till the last day, meaning the millennium, he said that several times too, that the last day is when he returns. And we discussed that on your program, I think, fairly quickly, but yeah, comprehensively, about the 6,000-year plan of God and so on. And that's concluded now. The 6,000 years since Adam and Eve is over. So now we're about to approach the last day that Jesus promised us, which is the millennium, which is also what Hitler promised he was. He promised he was the Messiah, that his Third Reich would last for 1,000 years. And that's why he built that UFO prototype to deceive the world, so that they would think they'd been invaded by outer space aliens, and that he could use that to conquer the world. Well, it's a repeat now. He was a prototype, and we're going into the real final event, and that's Satan's actual New World Order, not the prototype, not a test run. But Hitler also said New World Order a zillion times, and so did George Bush, and all the agents of Satan on the planet used that term. Whenever you want to know who's with God or who's against God, just listen to how long and how many times they say New World Order. And they can have a smile on their face and a dagger in their hand behind their back. But whenever they use that term positively, I don't mean revealing it as evil. I mean, whenever they say they're for it, then you know they're working for Satan himself, you see, because no one on God's side of the wall wants a new world order under Satan. But they do, and they've been deceived. So their minds are occupied, and that's what's happening. It's a total satanic flip into the new world order, which is global Satanism, i.e. masked as communism. That's the political uniform that's being worn. Communism, Nazism, whatever ism you want to say, but it's also totalitarianism, which is i.e. Satanism. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good preliminary that'll lead us into where we're going in the next 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, you know, Terry, what's really interesting to me too And this is my aha, gee, I was really stupid observation, but really deciphering the end days material that we're entering into is really an art form. It's a lot different than taking apart the news.
Oh, you're absolutely right, but the news is part of it because Satan owns that, as you well know.
Yeah.
The six major media corporations are owned by the Illuminati, and you know that's usually headed by Rothschild and his clan, and they consist of the top 13, which is a counterfeit of Jesus and his 12, the 13. See, everything's a satanic counterfeit.
Sure.
That's why when the Antichrist appears in a UFO, in my educated opinion, it'll be a counterfeit. And if we had a four-hour show, I'd explain all of that to you in great detail, much as Steve Quayle does. But
and I'm very familiar with Steve. In fact, along those lines, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You have the fallen angels that come to Earth, cast out by the Lord because they lost the war in the cosmos. So you have the unholy third come here, and they breed with earth women, and that's biblical, and people want to reject that when I say that, but that's biblical.
Oh,
it's in Genesis. Now, question I have, are the people that are really running this planet, are they the descendants of these hybrids, and do they know they're different? What's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, Steve Quayle is the expert, and Tom Horn as well.
They're very good, yes.
And I'm not the expert at those given things as much as they. But, of course, I do have a general understanding, and let me say that they're right.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Because they're the experts, so, and you've done a lot, and you're doing a lot with them, so why should I step on their turf when Steve Quayle has been studying that for 35, maybe longer years?
Yeah.
And he is absolutely one of the finest experts on this planet at the Books of Enoch and everything else. And then Tom Horn, of course, is an expert on the Vatican and UFOs flying over the Vatican and the fact that the Vatican is awaiting the arrival of their alien Messiah via Project Lucifer. I liken their Project Lucifer telescope pretty close to you in southern Arizona.
Yes.
I liken it as an air traffic control center for the Vatican, whereby they're going to clear Lucifer to arrive in his UFO, i.e. Commander Ashtar of the Intergalactic Command, and then he'll probably land at the UFO a base that they'll prepare for him at the United Nations, and then perhaps the Pope will meet him there, and then they'll both fly to the Vatican in Commander Ashtar's UFO. The Pope will probably anoint him there, baptize him there, because they already have a reserved area inside the Vatican awaiting that moment when they will, you know, receive their space alien brother and anoint him and prepare him for his final 7-year reign.
Interesting. Yeah, you're talking about Mount Graham in southern Arizona.
Yes.
And what is it they call the telescope there?
Lucifer.
Lucifer. Yeah,
That's the acronym. And Tom Horn, who co-authored my book Beast Tech with me in 2012, Tom Horn actually visited the place, and he has such an incredible demeanor. And he's such a nice man and incredibly brilliant, and he can write a 600-page book in 4 months. And I've never met anybody like him, and yet he's humble as can be. And so I really like Tom Horn, and he and Steve are just really tight buddies, and they have worked together so closely. And, of course, Tom Horn has his own TV station now.
Yes,
in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe it's in Missouri. So they just do a great job. So there's no point in me rehashing all that, but Tom's absolutely right, and he's documented what the Vatican is doing and how they're preparing to play their role as the false prophet for the Antichrist and the New World Order. And it's interesting to note, though, the other religion on the planet, the other major religion, I'm not talking about Buddhism or Hinduism, and Hinduism is a major religion, but we're talking about, the Muslims now, and they have their own writings on their coming Messiah. And it's interesting, if you study those intently, that the Islamic writings about the coming Islamic Messiah identically match what our Bible says about the Antichrist. Isn't that coincidental?
It is, but also to remember, the Pope several years ago said if aliens came here, he would baptize them. Do you remember that?
Yes, 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 yes. And he's been saying, every pope that comes to power says the same thing Adolf Hitler says, the same thing that politicians say, the same thing our presidents say, with few exceptions. And Trump has never said New World Order. Never. But all the other presidents have, even Reagan. See? So what we're being set up with is a global conspiracy, i.e., a conspiracy is defined as whenever two or more people plan something illegal. We talked about this on a program a couple of months ago, and I have a degree in criminal law, so I want you to know that a conspiracy is the New World Order, and it's whenever two or more, and of course we have zillions, maybe millions of people involved on this satanic New World Order, demons all over the place. They've been loosed from hell. Scripture says that.
Yeah, they're running through the streets of Portland right now.
Oh,
in Kenosha, elsewhere. Wisconsin. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. They've been loosed from hell, and it's only going to get worse. And so this term New World Order is exactly what Satan is about to fulfill in his prophecies, his demonic prophecies about him taking control of the world for the final 7 years.
Going to be a long 7 years.
Yes, and it's going to be preceded by what we're about to discuss in my bullet points that I've itemized and sent to you. Now, here's a disclaimer. I'm not a prophet. I don't profit much from this. I think I make a dollar a book about
here we go again. This is the comedy show by Terry Cook. thanks. You know, thanks for the profit analysis.
here's my educated opinion, Dave, after 30 years of study.
Okay.
And having known and worked with Steve Quayle, not recently, but I mean a long time ago, and then Dr. Tom Horn in our book in 2012, and then you may recall that the H2 History Channel had me lead a program called Countdown to Apocalypse in 2012. That was a one-hour special, Dave, Countdown to Apocalypse on the H2 History Channel. I led that, and I was throughout that whole hour program. They replayed that every quarter for 7 years. They just pulled it from the airwaves last year. I wish I had downloaded that and kept a copy of it. But so they obviously thought I knew something, and even though I told them I didn't, they still arrested me, took me down to Hollywood, and had me do a show for me. I'm joking. But the bottom line is, I'm guessing, because I'm not a prophet. And by the way, I want you to know, I didn't profit from that show either. They didn't pay me. They gave me a hotel room, and no, they didn't pay me. They wouldn't even let me show my books on the air. And
goodness, talk about exploitation.
Well, they did, yes.
And, when you host somebody. This is me coming to you in the form of a broadcaster. If I get someone who's kind enough to come on either my TV show or my radio show or my podcast, I darn well am going to let them promote what they're doing. It's only common courtesy. I wouldn't think of doing anything else. What a bunch of jerks.
Well, they actually posted my name under my photograph, so that was nice because then people could look up my stuff. But that's a lot of work. The average person won't go to that trouble.
Exactly.
So thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. But again, I'm not a prophet, so these are guesses that we're about to share with you, ladies and gentlemen. But they're educated guesses. And why are we doing this? The reason we're doing this is to help you. Because we are Christians.
Yes.
And we are watchmen on the wall. Do you remember the prophecies about that, Dave?
Oh, I do.
You know, Scripture says if we are aware, if we're watchmen for God and we reluctantly decline or omit this information somehow to the people, then their blood ends up on our hands. See, we're guilty for having not served that purpose as watchmen on the wall, you see? So that's what we're doing here. And Dave, I see you on your programming, your excellent programming, do that all the time. You tell people, get ready, trouble's coming. And now this is a test. This final 7 years is a test. Whether we're raptured, not raptured, ruptured, not ruptured, jailed, not jailed, martyred, not martyred, it's a test to see where you will side. Will you side with the Lord Jesus Christ? Okay? The only name in the universe by which you can be saved, and the Savior for everyone, always and always will be, Jesus Christ. Or will you default over to the devil. You see, you're going to default. Even if you say, well, I don't believe in religion and, you know, that Jesus guy is a nut. And I've had people tell me that recently here in Spokane, Washington.
No. There's no running from this, Terry. The age of indecision is over.
Yeah, so by default, if you say I'm an atheist or an agnostic, or by default, you have just sided with the devil, who's the goat on the left side, Matthew 25:32. So there's no running from this, David. You're absolutely right. And this is why it's supposed to happen, because God's going to wrap things up. He's done. He did Noah's Ark. He did Sodom and Gomorrah. And now we are tearing little babies apart piece by piece. There's never been a more evil time to date than now, but this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of woes. And so that's about to start. So the whole world has to be thrown into chaos in order for the world to be staged properly for the arrival of the Antichrist. And that's the bullet. Those are the bullet points, in my opinion, that are about to happen. Now, again, I'm not prophesying this, so people, don't you ever write me an email saying, Terry, you're a false prophet.
I hear you. So, you know, and you'll get that whether you're kidding or not. You'll still get that. Oh, I get attacked for not being a Christian for the most minor of transgressions in some people's minds, if you know what I mean. If I believe as they believe, I'm a Christian. And we're going to face a lot of that as we move into deeper to these final days. The judgment's not just going to come from without, from Satan. It's going to also come from within, from Christians who really aren't in tune.
Well, you're absolutely right. I did a show with a fine friend of mine, as I mentioned to you off air, Shannon at Omega Man Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born in Georgia. He's a real American. He's 52 years old. But he met a beautiful Indonesian lady and moved to Indonesia. So he does a radio show internationally out of Bali called Omega Man Radio. And I did a show with him, and I accidentally said BS. And I read the comments on the shows I do just for education and entertainment. So one lady, I think she said her name was Jill or something, but it doesn't matter. She said, I don't think Terry Cook is saved because he said BS. You know, you're not supposed to cuss.
Well, I'm going to hell about 100 times then.
So, you know, I said on the next radio show, you know, if I can lose my salvation over that, then I'm, you know, the whole world's in trouble, because the way things are coming, it looks like people are going to be saying BS quite a bit here in the very near future.
Well, I'm telling you, the Lord would be looking at me and say, I wish that was the least of your transgressions, Dave, and you are a wicked wretch that I saved. That's what I think the Lord would be saying to me.
I resemble that remark.
Exactly. We all do.
So, listen, folks, I'm not here to gain glory out of this. I've been given this understanding, as Dave has, and our fine friend Steve Quayle and Tom Horn and all the other fine people that appear on your show.
Yes.
And they have a burden. Now, we could all be rich doing other things. You're so brilliant, Dave, and I'm not saying this to pat you on the back or slap you on the cheeks or anything, but you're so brilliant with all your background. You could be a multimillionaire by now if you didn't have this burden to work 12 to 15 hours a day on these programs. So God put you here for a reason. God made you a basketball coach so that you would learn how to not be a basket case during all the stuff to do.
You do that profession long enough, that's how you turn out. But
have you been slam dunked?
Yeah, but very... very, very rewarding. And I'm talking the relationships really more than anything else. You don't remember how many games you won or the scores, but you do remember your relationships. So I'm thankful for that time. But, the thing, Terry, I would say that we're going into, we're gonna all be called to play a role. This is something Steve and I have talked about. We're gonna have to play this role that we're assigned by the Lord. And that road that we will follow may not be a road that will be tasteful. Can you address that? It could be very difficult for us. Martyrdom to incarceration. I mean, can you talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that is the terrifying part, even for us as God's watchmen. You know, let's face it, we're all just human beings. I have two beautiful grandchildren sitting right next to me right now. Okay? And sitting right next to me, listening to this, and I don't want any harm to come to them. Mm-hmm. And my beautiful wife is 10 years younger, and I don't want anything to happen to her. So we're just human beings, you know, and I'm sure Paul felt the same way, not to compare ourselves with Paul, you know, but, you know, the thing is, we're all human beings. We all have been human beings, and God in the flesh, Jesus, was a human being in the flesh. He was God. Nevertheless, he felt pain at the cross because he was in a human body. And he did that for us. And
but that's the only way we could be saved, though. He had to be us. That's the only way, because he took on the sins. If he was anything but human, there would have been no divine forgiveness.
Yes, and if we had another hour or five, I would share with you information by Ron Wyatt, who went over and discovered Jesus' blood in the cracks of Golgotha. Did you ever study that?
No, and this sounds fascinating.
Oh, it sounds. I'll send you some information, brother. And I don't know if Mr. Wyatt is still alive, but he's got a video. I will try to find that video online. And listen, when you watch that video, you will it'll bring tears to your eyes for the Lord, because how many chromosomes? I don't know if you studied biology that much in your college years.
Know a little bit about it, yeah.
So, you know, we get half of our chromosomes from mama and the other half from daddy, right? So, Mr. Wyatt found this dried blood in a rock. And I don't mean to get off on a dissertation on this, because we could spend at least an hour, at least maybe three. But he found this dried blood that had seeped down from the cross into a crack, on the rock. And they pulled this blood, and he took it to a laboratory, and he didn't tell the lab people what it was. He just said, would you please analyze this blood? They analyzed the blood, and they said, this is not human blood, because it only has female human chromosomes. It didn't have the male chromosomes from the father. You see? So it was obviously exactly as Scripture said, that the Holy Spirit impregnated Mary. There was no man involved, because there were no male human chromosomes. They were missing. And yet Jesus was born, and he had his mother's chromosomes, but no man's chromosomes.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, I'm sorry for being slow. But that makes perfect sense, because the Immaculate Conception.
Exactly. Yeah. So there we have documented scientific proof from 2,000-year-old blood, which the lab people said would never be reactivated, but was. They reactivated, and they said, this is not blood from a human being. But it appears to be human blood, but it's not. So that's the biggest discovery in world history. And do you think the secular history... the secular media would have covered it? Of course not, because they're all owned by Satan, and they don't want that truth out. Because that's absolutely scientific proof that Jesus was born, you know, exactly as Scripture said, the Immaculate Conception. There was no man involved, and that, the Holy Spirit impregnated Mary, and there were no human male chromosomes that activated that birth. That's interesting.
Fascinating. Tell us the gentleman's name again.
Ron Wyatt.
How much pushback did he get, Terry, from this?
Oh, God. He got beat up so badly. He also allegedly discovered the Ark. I don't know if you read his writings back then, but man, was he beat up about the Ark and all that other stuff. So if you just want to Google that, just put in Wyatt discovered the Ark.
Okay.
The real Ark.
Making a note right now.
Yeah. And if we can find him, what a show that would make for you, David.
Absolutely.
That would be one of the most magnificent shows. I haven't seen anybody do a show with him over that.
I'm going to have to check with my friend Steve Quayle if he knows about this.
I'm sure Steve knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
Steve knows everything, almost.
On this topic, yeah, I don't know anyone who knows anymore. That's true.
Oh, no. Steve boggles my mind. The guy's brilliant. His IQ must be 3,422. Is that close enough?
Yeah, sometimes we'll do an interview and we'll have like three things we were going to talk about, but I go, Steve, this has happened. And with no prep, he launches into it and you're done before you can blink an eye.
He's an amazing man. Yeah, so is Tom Horn.
Well, you're pretty good yourself. I know Tom Horn is great. I've interviewed Tom. I love Tom. I've heard him speak. We've been at Branson together, and love Tom Horn. Absolutely. You know who I really admire too? Derek Gilbert. I don't know if you're familiar with Derek, but
Yep. I did an interview with Derek Gilbert in when I was invited to speak at the Prophecy Conference in 2013 at Orlando, Florida. Yeah, Delbert's a good guy.
Yeah, really good guy. And Sharon, too, his wife.
Yeah, Sharon's terrific.
Yeah, but, but back to this this notion here. And now we're taking a side turn away from our points, but I can't walk away from this. You know, let me tell you what my logical mind says, and I know this is Satan probably implanting thoughts, but how did weather and water erosion and all this other stuff keep from destroying the blood, or is the blood that magnificent that no force of man could come against it?
Well, all the above, but it seeped down into a crack and then went into a side crack. And I don't remember all the magnificent details, but if that video, as soon as we finish our program today, I'll find that video for you and send it to you. And listen, the sound is not, it's not excellent. It's flawed. You know, the photography is not excellent. It's flawed, but the video is magnificent. So if you turn the sound up, listen very carefully. It's about, I think, 45 minutes or an hour long. It will bless you beyond belief, because what it does, you see, each human throughout generations is told the scripture, is, you know, educated about the scripture. And yet this scientific discovery actually brings it right, hits you between the eyes with the reality of who the Messiah really is. That it's not just some, you know, written about creature in some book sitting on the table there for 2,000 years. That that this is the real God incarnate, and every bit of proof from every different angle says so. So I'll send you that video. I'm sure I can find it. You'll probably find it yourself if you just put in Wyatt and the Ark.
Got my
and the blood of Christ.
I've made a note of it. I'm going to tell you right now, the listening audience is going, whoa. Whoa. Now, that's if they're Christian. If they're baby Christians, that's okay. Stay with us. There's a journey. There's a journey to follow. Yeah, and we've all been baby Christians, and to a large extent, I still feel like I'm a baby Christian because I don't live up to the standards all the time, and you know, you get hit with that guilt. So yeah, listen, that's why I don't stand in judgment of people. But I'll tell you, those who are committed to the dark side, oh, this is fodder for attack, but that's okay. Yeah. I'm used to it.
Well, it's for their fodders and their mutters.
Oh, there you go. Hello, mutter. Hello, fodder.
You remember that?
Oh, I'm old enough, yeah, to remember that, yeah.
Nice,
and I got the bad knees to prove it. so anyway, let's go, because we've got, gosh, we've got 18 minutes left, and I want to cover some of those points that you sent to me. And
well, essentially, this is just a recap.
Kind of, yeah.
Of everything you have been doing on the radio with Steve Quayle and others for your career. This is a recap, but it's all coming to a head now. So basically, I'm just, you know, summing up what we've all been teaching now for years. But it's all coming to a head, and this actually brings the Antichrist to power. You know, and that's the part most secular people are missing, even though some good secular people talk about how bad it is and it's a dystopian world government and, you know, the fact that it's good is a lie and it's really bad, which is the truth. But what they miss is the spiritual side. And that's the most important side, because God's wrapping up history and we're approaching the last day, which Jesus referred to several times in the book of John. Okay, the last day, which is 1,000 years to God, and we define that in the last program. So essentially, this is just summing up what you, I, Steve, Tom, and all your other fine friends have been saying, but I think it's good just to have bullet points summing it all up on all of our teachings over the years, but they're all coming to a head right now. Every little thing, the military, the political mess, the crime on the streets, the weather changes, the magnetic poles shifting, the asteroids coming at us without notice, and the submarines surfacing in Alaska without notice, and everything being chaotic, everybody lying, it's all coming to Ordo Ab Keo, complete disorder, satanic disorder, that allows the whole world to go into chaos and need a messiah to fix it, i.e. the coming UFO messiah, in my opinion. So that's what we're going to talk. And this is, we can cover this in just 5 minutes because, we're getting closer and we don't know the exact day and hour. But the New World Order people, the satanic spirits, the Illuminati and Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg, on and on and on. And, of course, Mr. Dear Bill Gates, the software guy who's not even a doctor, an MD. He never even finished Harvard. He bailed out and started Microsoft and all that stuff. So now he's the max proponent of all these medical injections, and he said we must get them beginning in January and have a 666 medical passport ID that will identify us. And by the way, all these census people, they're Gestapo-like census people that are coming around to your door. Dave, I don't know if they've come to your door yet.
No.
But they were at my door last week, and they're almost Nazi-like. So what
How
they're
so?
Doing...
Tell us about it.
Okay, we have another hour.
Okay, give me the Reader's Digest version.
Okay, isn't it coincidental that the census people are out right now just before the election? I know they have to do it every 10 years. I know the drill, okay. But isn't it interesting that they're out right now hustling like never before, almost like Nazis, doing follow-up calls, insisting on coming into your house and taking a 10-minute interview with you?
Oh, I would not let them in the house. They'd be at the doorway.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're insisting.
No, I don't care if they insist. I insist you stay outside.
Okay, but you know what? Of course, there's the Congressional Act, you know, the Census Act and all that stuff, right? But it has no teeth regarding arrest. It has no other search warrant.
My point. No Fourth Amendment privilege for them.
No.
Yeah.
It just authorized the government to go around and collect names.
That's it.
Okay?
That's all they get.
But they're implying that if you don't let them in, other things can happen to you.
I would say turn me in and turn around.
So just for an example, quickly, how much time do we have left? 15 minutes?
Less, about 12.
Okay, don't let these census people intimidate you. They can't arrest you. They say, well, you must. I said, no, I don't. Well, you must do this, Mr. Whoever. What's your name, Mr. Whoever? I said, you don't need my name. Well, you have to give me. I don't have to give you anything. Well, I want to come in your house. I don't. Do you have a warrant? I don't need one. Well, where's your ID? Well, I don't have an ID. Well, let me talk to your supervisor. Well, you can't do that. I said, where's your house? Can I come over and look in your house, mister? Well, no, I'm a census officer for the U.S. government. I said, no, you're not. You're on contract. You're a civilian employee on a supplemental contract. You have no governmental authority. You have no arrest privileges. You're talking to retired policemen. Well, where were you a policeman? It's none of your business.
Exactly.
But I have a degree in criminal law. Get out of my doorstep. So they sent somebody, that was Friday, a woman, and she photographed me with her cell camera, Dave. As she got out of the car, she was holding her cell camera, filming me. I didn't know who the heck she was.
Yeah, but you're a Christian. They gotta watch you.
Yes, but mm-hmm. I do radio and television, so this is why I want to tell you, beware. Yeah. You see, because they're after people, for the Census Bureau is really this time collecting names for FEMA camps, in my humble opinion.
I think you're right.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. In my mind. You see? So I refused to give this gal information. And she, by the way, she appeared to be our age, around 65. And so the next day, Sunday night at 7 p.m., she and her boss sent a follow-up guy to my door at 7 p.m. Sunday night to follow up. And I sent my wife to the door, and she was very humble, very kind. And said, no, we don't have to tell you who we are. We're not giving you any information. He says, well, I'll be back at least six more times. And she said, and after that, what are you going to do? And he said, well, I'll start talking to your neighbors.
That's a threat.
She said, what?
That's a threat.
What?
Yeah.
I'll talk to your neighbor. I'll find out who you are. What? Excuse me? And then after that, what are you going to do? Are you going to arrest us? And he said, well, no. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, beware. Do not answer the door. These people are collecting names for the anticipated shift to a Democrat government under whomever. Whether Joe passes away right away and Harris takes office, or whether they both go away and Pelosi takes office, they're collecting names for camps and pickup. That's what this census is really all about, in my humble opinion. Beware. Give them nothing. They have no authority. They can't arrest you. Of course, down the road in January, if you don't take the inoculation, they're going to arrest you for failure to comply with Bill Gates.
I'm afraid you're right. Although they know they're getting resistance. And interestingly, Terry, they have canceled the World Economic Forum meeting at Davos in January. However, they're having secret meetings with top leaders. That's on their website. I mean, this is not anything I'm making up. This is right on their website. And I think what they're doing is going to more deadly applications now because they realize they're going to get organized resistance.
And as you know, they're heading for their bunkers. You just wrote an article on that.
I did, yeah.
Listen, too many things are coinciding, so we have about 7 minutes. Why don't we go through these bullet points, which will take about 7 minutes, and we'll wrap up this program, my dear brother.
Okay.
So here's what I think is going to happen. Again, I'm not a prophet, and I'm not saying these things will happen for sure. What I'm trying to do is, as a watchman on the wall, get you prepared. Now, folks, the latest information about weather patterns are that farmers are desperately in need of water. Now, we're still living in America. We're still living on last year's food supplies. They're almost exhausted. And then our president just sold a lot of our grains to China recently. Okay, so we are heading into a planned, carefully orchestrated food shortage that will leave people desperate. And at no price at all will you be able to get food except from the government under rations, and only if you have their government ID card, their inoculation pass, which under a patent with Mr. Bill Gates is 666. I'm not joking. Okay? So we're going into a period of desperation where they're going to control us by food, as David has articulated so carefully in the past. Now, I don't get a kickback from David's food products, but I want you to know, and I'm not going to say this, his programs are being carefully watched by the NSA and every other demonic organization in the world. They're interfering with his transmissions. They cut out the sound on his last couple of programs. So I'm not going to tell anybody personal information, but I'm going to say that I have food supplies strategically located outside my house at other places. Am I giving you some good ideas, ladies and gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
You can have some in the garage for a couple of days. But if a census guy wants to kick in your door and take a census on your food supply in the garage, do you want him to know what you have and where it is? Think about that. You need to get really in the mental preparation mode here for combat, literally, figuratively, and in every other respect, because it's coming to that. You will not be able to avoid it. There is going to be no escape. So you better get ready, or you're just going to be a victim of whatever the government wants to do to you. Now, I'm a little recalcitrant in that regard. Recalcitrant is a sophisticated term, means they can go to hell. Because ultimately that's where they're going. So I'm a little resistant and uncooperative, as the census agents just discovered. Well, Mr. Cook, you're supposed to cooperate. I said, no, I'm not. Well, I'm turning you in because you have, she called that gal that came out. She called her boss and said that this guy, they didn't know my name, this guy is uncooperative. So they sent the follow-up guy out. See? So that's, we have been trained to be law-abiding citizens in America, and there was a day when we could trust our government. No longer, no more. So ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Okay? I don't get a kickback or a commission from Dave, but buy his food. It's great stuff. I know of the product. Get it yesterday and have it shipped the day before. Can you ship the day before, Dave?
If you have a time machine.
Get a time machine.
Bill and Ted's Most Excellent Adventure, yes.
Yeah.
You're so right on the money here with this. I've heard other horror stories about the census and the inappropriate questions they're asking. And you do not have to let them in your house. Absolutely not.
Don't give them any information. I went around to all my neighbors who are good friends, Christians, and I said, listen, have these guys come to your door yet? And they said, no. But the next day they did. I said, don't give them any information. You don't know who I am, and I won't tell them who you are, and they're Nazis. And that's Nazi to be confused with communists, although they're all in the same bed together.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have how many minutes left, Dave?
Four, because we got to mention your book.
Okay. You can get my information on my book at www.dukeofhell.com. www.dukeofhell.com. Watch the 13-minute video. You can order the book if you like. But the video is very informative. www.dukeofhell.com. I talk about things hardly anyone talks about except the Dr. Horn and Steve Quayle and, and you and I, Dave. So it's very interesting. It's a different approach, but take a look at it. Now, here's what I think is going to happen very quickly. Okay, item number one. It appears as if total political chaos and revolution will happen between now and the election. It would take an hour to discuss all those supporting items.
I'm going to give you one supporting item.
Okay.
Kamala Harris was on Colbert, and she said this chaos is going to get worse and continue into the election and after the election. So you have confirmation from one of the highest Democratic sources in the country.
Whom I trust implicitly, don't you?
Yeah, right. I trust her to sleep her way up the ladder, yeah.
Well, we're all going to get screwed. Excuse me, I'm not saying.
No, you're right, you're right. Literally and figuratively, yes.
Yeah, well,
That's not an inappropriate comment. It's true. That's her history. Let's not deny it.
Oh, man, is she a witch or what? I mean, you know, the next witch is, well, the chief witch, in my opinion, is Hillary Clinton. The second big-time witch is Pelosi. And then she falls thereafter somewhere, you know, in a list of 1 to 100.
Well, she's more dangerous than Pelosi because she's not drunk 24/7 like Pelosi. And I'm being serious about this. I used to work with substance abuse people in therapy, and I can tell you she is a classic alcoholic. But I've called Harris a combination between AOC and Hillary Clinton. That's why she was selected.
Well, hey, get through these. You're absolutely right. Now, get through these bullet points real quickly so people will have just an inkling of an idea of what's going on. I have a friend who has a friend who's a retired GS-15, and I'll just leave it at that, in the federal government on the East Coast. And he has a friend who's a high-ranking non-military contractor at the Pentagon. Okay? So my friend here, whom I trust implicitly and I've known for 21 years, okay, has a GS-15 federal employee friend who retired and moved from New York to Vermont a while back, okay? And he has a friend who's a civilian contractor high up in the Pentagon, and here's what he told him last week. It's believed that a suitcase nuclear bomb that may take out up to a half a mile may go off between now and the election. We know that it's quite possible that NYC, New York City, will be the first target. The second target could be either Texas, LA, or Seattle. And then anything after that is your guess as well as mine. So look, this stuff is getting serious now. We don't have time to spend any more moments on that. But now the next thing is if and they've been saying this for 30 years, Dave, if such a bomb goes off in Manhattan or downtown or whatever in NYC, guess what businesses there that will be destroyed? The stock market.
Stock market, yeah, exactly.
Wall Street. Now, when that happens, the whole economic system internationally basically collapses, even though they have backup servers in other places and so on. Still, if they take out New York City, they take out the economy, they take out everything. Even if it's only a half-mile radius explosion, which is about what happened in the Middle East recently, even if it's only that, it still takes off the epicenter, the economic center of the world. You know, the other one is Rothschild's City of London, and that's the real head of the economic world. But still, Wall Street is considered, you know, quite important. So if that goes off between now and the election is what my buddy said that this guy said before the election, okay, then the economy crashes, We have total chaos in New York City, millions of dead people. Okay, now item two, which covers the economic crash, has always happened. The big economic crashes, and I can spend an hour on this because I've studied it. The big economic crashes always happen during Satan's holiday, October 1929, October 2008, October, on and on and on. The big crashes, of course, there have been hundreds of small crashes. But the really big ones happened during Satan's holiday, October. Communism was created during Satan's holiday, October 1917. Okay, and Satan always, he always saves his best for October, regardless of what he does. So look out for October, and that just precedes the election, for complete political chaos, economic chaos, and also it's interesting that North Korea now is missing a leader, apparently. We're not quite sure where Kim is, but his sister's preparing to take over, and she's allegedly worse than Kim.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, and this is a North Korean invasion into the South has been on the books for 30 years. I have an old book by Mr. McNamara. Do you remember him?
Oh, I do very well.
And he wrote a book called The Next War, which was, and he had a diagram, a schematic and everything of the whole war. From start to finish. So anyway, I don't know what I did with that book. I lost it somewhere. But nevertheless, this thing's planned. Now, at the same time, probably China is preparing to invade Taiwan right now as we speak.
There's been incursions into Taiwan for probing actions. I know that for a fact.
Yes. So those wars will be a diversion. Okay. And then that will, you know, send most of our military over in response. This was right in McNamara's book. And the whole world will be concentrated on that diversion while Russia and China are preparing a full-spectrum dominance invasion of the United States.
Red Dawn, and you're exactly right. You've laid it out just the way I have for Steve Coyle's conference I'm speaking at.
Yes.
Terry, my friend, we are flat out of time.
Okay.
But you know what? We need to do another show next week and pick this up right here, and I'm making myself a note as to where we ended. And I'll be in touch. Fantastic stuff. Always great talking to you. I'll be in touch. We'll set something up for next week.